When your diagnosis is that you're dying, where do you go from there? For one patient, an encounter with Dr. Mark Sherwood changed everything. Hear that story right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
We want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring the Charisma Podcast Network. Go to MyPillow.com to receive the Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time with any purchase, you will receive Mike's softcover book absolutely free when you use the promo code CHARISMA. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CHARISMA or call 800-598-1793 for this amazing offer. Well, I love testimonies and I love hearing how God has moved in many people's lives. And with me today to share an incredible testimony is Dr. Mark Sherwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are connecting via Zoom, and he's a good friend of the Charisma Podcast Network. He has a podcast himself, and it's great to have you on the Charisma News Podcast to talk about how God has moved, and I want to hear this testimony.
So we get the opportunity to see miracles every day, and I want people to know right now that miracles are not and should not be unusual. The body of Christ should be the most healthy, functioning, visible, healthy people on the planet, because Jesus healed the sick. He did not manage them. And so we've taken that premise here at the Functional Medical Institute to the extreme. Out front in our lobby, we have a big vase full of empty pill bottles that are deep prescriptions. And sometimes I know why, and sometimes I don't. But nonetheless, people's disease processes got reversed. I'm going to bring your attention to a guy that came in to see us probably about 4 years ago. In his paperwork, you know, we had this initial intake questionnaire. He says, why is a visit? We have him fill that out. And he said, I'm dying. Like, okay, time out a minute. That's not the kind of person I want to have in the office, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, that's odd, but I'm dying. And so when I got to talking to him, he was in a place where he needed surgery, and he was so obese that he couldn't do it because his heart was so weak he couldn't take it. And so he was on multiple medications, including injectable insulin. If you know anything about that, once you go down the pathway of injectable insulin for type 2 diabetes, it's pretty much over, because it creates chronic systemic inflammation and perpetuates heart disease, et cetera. He had all that going on. Came in the office a few weeks later, and he looked the part. I mean, he looked really, really bad, and I was concerned and didn't know what to do. So I did pray, as I always do, like, Lord, show me what to do here, because I don't have a clue. So we adjusted him with nutrition. We prayed that God would heal him, and we did it right there in the office. So we did that. We adjusted with nutrition, and the idea was to do the impossible, to get him off of insulin, to get about 100 pounds off of him so that he could go back and do this surgery and correct some of this stuff that was going on. We only had a few months to do this, so it wasn't like it could happen in 1 month, but I think we had about 3 or 4 months or so to really buckle in and get this thing done. Frankly, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was like clueless, because we'd never run across a case just like this. So we started working, and I gave him some supplements as well, and I gave him like a devotional, like a Jesus calling book. And I said, I need you to read that every day and start inundating yourself with healing scriptures and the word of God, because the word of God is creative and it's healing. And so we started a couple weeks go by, and I want to seem like every 2 weeks looked the same in 2 weeks. But then a month in, there was something that was different about him. There was a shift. And I asked him to start checking his blood sugar. And it turns out by a month in, just 1 month, his blood sugar was already lowering down to normal ranges now with the insulin. And so the next step was to pay attention to this so that when the insulin was lowering too hard, we had to back off the insulin. So a couple weeks go by, see him again. 2 months in, the guy's down about 50 pounds and is completely off of insulin, blood sugar normal. And I'm like, my goodness, this is awesome. Blood pressure is still elevated. So now we're waiting on his blood pressure to sort of regulate because we had to get him on off of some of the blood pressure medication too. Another month goes by. He's down there 20, 25 pounds, and he looks different now. I mean, his countenance is different. He's not gray and ashen looking anymore. And eventually, his blood pressure medication was pushing his blood pressure too low where he would get up and get dizzy, you know, going from down to up or down or up to down. And so we began to let him pull that back a little bit. Now, keep in mind, he hadn't seen his primary care physician or his surgeon because they told him, you know, you go home and die unless you do these things. So he had another month ago. I think it was 4 months in. He was supposed to see his general practitioner and then go to his surgeon again. Well, sure enough, 4 months in, he comes to see us first. We ran his blood work, John, and it was all normal. It went from like all this mess going on to normal. And I think he was on one medication. He started off like 5. And that was in a 4 month window. And he was down like 105 pounds. It was just blew my mind. I mean, it's before he couldn't fit in my chairs. Mm. But now the guy is comfortable. He's got different clothes on that fit him, you know, and he's got this look about him. And he, to this day, had a surgery. Everything was awesome. And to this day, he reaches out every once in a while and says, I'm still doing good. I'm still alive. Aren't you glad I'm not dying anymore? I mean, something like that. I mean, but again, that's just one story. It's a big one. But it is not unusual for us to see that, nor should it become unusual to see miracles.
Amen. Amen. You know, Dr. Mark, that story is amazing. And I know you have so many other stories, but specifically about that one, what did God speak to you through that process about that person? Like, how did God show himself to you during that?
God's been clear to me, John, not to worry about the whys or the hows, just to trust him. And again, we just did exactly what God told us to. And it wasn't very complex. It was just like, eat God food. You know, mm-hmm. It was like, eat things that are in the Garden of Eden. And it was a pretty simple process. And God was clear about just trust him and don't trust my own wisdom or intellect or intelligence. And the hardest thing about these situations are is you want to get in there and you want to know why. You want to know why they get better. Mm-hmm. In this case, I don't have the answers as to why he got better. I know basically why, but I don't know the fundamentals as to why, because some of it's unexplainable.
Right.
But I learned in this case and other cases since then to accept that for what it is and just let the impossible be normal and be okay, and the unexplainable or the supernatural be something that I don't have to go hunt behind and find a scientific reason for.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, being a doctor, your mind is always looking for that answer. But as a Christian, you know that that answer is God. And
yeah, it is. So. And I don't worry about anymore. And sometimes I'll tell people straight up, because I've learned my lesson over the times, you know, a little bit of wisdom there. I look at them and I'll say, you know what, you're going to get better. But sometimes don't ask me how. Or don't ask me why it happened, but you're going to get better and you're going to be healed in Jesus' name. And they're like, okay, I trust you. Don't trust me. Trust God. And we just kind of move forward with it. And now it's pretty infectious now. People come here and they want to get well. And it's like plugging into a light socket that has the anointing of God. And it flows through that. And it's really cool.
Yeah. So that's infectious in a good way, not as a bad way there.
Yeah. The new pandemic called faith. That's what I'm looking at.
Amen. I like that. The pandemic of faith. Well, Dr. Mark, I thank you for sharing that testimony, but you just talked about spreading the pandemic of faith. Could you pray for our listeners here that are maybe struggling with that faith and need an injection of faith right now? Could you pray for them and just let's believe for God to work in their lives?
Amen. I want to set the tone with this. Folks, listen carefully. The scriptures are clear in 1 John 4:18, I believe, that perfect love casts out fear. Fear cannot exist in the same space that faith does. So perfect love is the presence of God. So therefore, perfect faith is in the presence of God. So we need to begin when we pray right now, and I'm going to pray over you to receive, honor, and thank God for the presence of Him in your life. Don't spend time anymore focusing and yelling at and feeding fear. Focus on God's presence and thank Him for His perfect love, and fear runs away. In other words, you don't have to do it anymore. So let the relief of God's presence just overtake you. Father God, I thank you so much for every single person here in the sound of my voice that are hearing this prayer. God, I thank you that you will show them right now, wherever they are, how much you love them. Father, I pray you'll let every man, every woman, every child experience your love right now in a way that they understand. That they understand. You know how to do that, Lord. So I pray, God, that as they experience your love, let them simply embrace your love and say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing me how much you love me and how much you care for me. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that perfect love in me is what I acknowledge. And I pray that you, Father, would show people to focus on you and really ignore fear. Let it go. So God, my prayer is today that as people experience your perfect love and you literally make fear run away as darkness runs from light, that their lives will be so light and so bright that there's a permanent change right now in their whole countenance and what they do and what they say and who they are. So when they go to a room, people will not see John or Mark or Adelie, but they will see you, Lord, and you alone. So God, may we walk in perfect love. And Father, I thank you for touching all your people. We know your perfect love not only runs out fear, but it brings healing in their lives. It brings perfect faith. So we thank you for perfect faith, perfect love, your perfect presence, your perfect healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Mark Sherwood, for sharing that incredible, unexplainable weight loss testimony and all the other things that came with that. That's very encouraging, and we know that God heals, and we need to eat God food to help Him sometimes. So thank you, Dr. Mark.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this story, please check out other podcasts that we have for more inspirational content.